Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy. Are you going? How are you getting out? Are you going to the lift, or are you going to that other passageway?
I'm to decide. We're probably best checking the lift, and probably best going out the other way. The lift seemed like it might be quite tricky for us to get back up.
Well, from looking at it before and using your various knowledges that you've got, and it's 200 meters up, so it would be quite a risky climb for anyone, even a skilled climber, unless you could all fly plus the goats and the Huthawa, and get two people up there to be able to pull it up. But you've never pulled it up with people, so you might need more people to be able to turn the handle. This is all kind of things you'd be thinking of and would know by now. So it doesn't seem to be a good thing to do. So you're heading up the spirally staircase then, yeah?
I would prefer that as well, because I expect unwelcome company upstairs.
Right, okay, so you slowly walk up the spiral staircase, and it's a real tough walk, because the steps are quite large in between, almost a foot between each step. Obviously it was made for trolls or bigger people than you humans, so it's a real struggle going up there, and it seems to be never ending. Takes you a good half hour, 40 minutes, and you possibly think you've travelled a good 300 metres in total, all the way around this spiral staircase. You don't see any signs of anything that's been in this place for a long, long time. It's full of dust and cobwebs, and extremely dark and grimy everywhere. And eventually you get to a dead end. And Vanessa examines the wall. Obviously think, well, there must be something here. Takes a little while because it's very well hidden, and eventually finds a secret door, and surprised that there's no traps neither, and opens the door, and you see before you the cave that you came in by. And your bone circle, Kalias, has been spread about all over the place.
Okay, where did we emerge from, exactly?
In this room, you emerged from the symbol is? Yeah, there.
Let's move there then.
So if your bone circle's been moved, it's probably sneaking over to where we came into the care and seeing if that door's open.
Okay, first, did we make a lot of noise coming out of there?
It makes quite a fair bit of noise, because it is stone against rock, so it kind of like went.
I take it you don't want any support with that stealthy stride.
I'm just going to speak for. There's two choices. They're either outside the cave, well, three, hidden somewhere in here, of which there's probably only a couple of places. One of them's the pillar to our left, or they've entered the cave the same we did it. Straight ahead.
So you got the entrance up to the north, and you actually closed that door when you went through it. And like I said, you can see all the the stone circle's not there. Basically, the stones have been moved everywhere. But as you know, Kalias, disturbing the bones doesn't necessarily mean that the bone spirit dissipates.
But then it would have attacked them if they have actually touched the bones.
Yeah.
So, might be dead. I mean, well, not dead, but just basically sent away. Okay, so Vanessa's trying to stealth all the way to the entrance to the care.
Okay, so you get towards the entrance. Where are you going? I thought you were going to the entrance over here. You get towards the entrance, and you peer outside. You can see on the floor in the front of the cave the troll bodies that were there before you came in, and it's quite bright outside, and you probably gauge it's around about what, 11 o'clock in the morning to about midday at most. Can't hear anything else apart from the wind and bits of twigs and seeds, all rocks being knocked around in the heavy wind that's outside because you are on virtually on the top of a mountain.
Well, do some other people want to watch the door there while I go and look in the care room to see if there's more footprints and stuff in the dust? Basically, I'm going to look up here.
Yep, okay. So, roll awareness. Okay, there doesn't seem to have been anybody in here since you were last here.
Right, so if we're going to get ambushed, it's on the outside then, and they haven't gone into the care.
As far as you're concerned, the door, even though you've closed it, it's a little bit more obvious now because it previously was kind of like sealed, and all the outside edges of where the door was are kind of like clearer to see now anyhow.
Yeah, because the mould would have broken off. But I'm assuming this means they haven't gone inside. You probably see from footprints or something.
Yeah, you can safely assume that no one's been in there since you were last there. There don't seem to be any evidence that the bones have been disturbed or there's extra track marks or anything. You can see around here that there are several more footprints, though. Not yours. Around the second level and the top level.
All right, so for leaving this room as such, I'd probably go in defensive stance. If you think we're going to get ambushed on the Wonder Out, now's your time to cast Air Armour or whatever your equivalent defensive spells are.
Or some sneaky stride assistance on you.
Going to use a salve of closure while we're waiting for Vanessa, just to get rid of that wound.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to attempt to sneak out the front door.
Steve.
Yep.
Is it to be assumed that I picked up a devotion point or two already?
You've got 10. Your pool's full.
My pool is full. Yep. That's nice.
Boom. You became a follower after doing a major quest, so that's why your pool got filled up.
But that makes surprisingly sense.
Yeah.
Then wait, Kalias, before you roll. Check.
Whereas I've sneaked outside like a shadow.
Okay, so you sneak outside. 25, right. Right, okay. Can you looking around? Go on then, Cormelan.
Just to, while Vanessa is on expedition, I will see that Kalias is taking out a potion and I'm wondering, well, then this was worse than it looked from the outside, wasn't it?
I feel like I've got some internal damage.
That's very unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear you feel pain and suffering.
That's fine. It's part of my existence.
Let me help you with that, and I will actually take the potion from you and fill it into a cup and rummage through my own backpack and find some spices and stuff and prepare the potion into a slightly more tasty potion with a little cinnamon maybe or something, because usually they taste really awful, and hand it over to you.
Thank you. I will smell amazing. I put it all over because it's a salve of closure.
Yep. Okay. So that's your wound gone with nice assistance there.
Love the smell of cinnamon, though.
Get you outside.
And it's for more practical reasons, it's step 4 additional dive, your recovery test.
That's very helpful. Thank you very much. I hope you didn't burn too much resource on that, because unfortunately or fortunately, I only took a wound and no damage.
Doesn't matter.
But
assistance is assistance.
That's surely better, given how far away we have been from a running water, any sort of streams. Cinnamon is a good choice.
Okay, Vanessa. You manage to sneak outside, staying in the shadows and along the wall. And as you get outside, I've put you on a separate map, Vanessa, so you can know. Sense that there's somebody in a bush here, and there's somebody in a bush here, just outside the entrance.
I'm going to attempt to sneak back to let the other party members know.
Yep, you're able to do that. No, you don't need to roll to go in and go out. That's fine.
Call to tell them that spotted them. There's probably a dude or person or thing in the bush on the right hand side or the left hand side or both. And there could be other stuff. Like if I was going to mug us, I'd probably be above the cave entrance.
Definitely know there's one either side of the entrance as you go out.
Yeah, but I'd be something like an archer would shoot long range at the door and you'd have somebody above the cave to drop down or something onto the casters. But have you got any special things that can mug people and bushes to the left or right? I'm going to drink a boost potion.
wait. Cormelan can help with that.
I don't even know what's going on.
Got a quester of Garland. Sorry, Kalias.
Well, I mean, if you want us to help, you have to get your ass back over here and tell us what you saw, because we have not seen it.
Yeah, there's outside the cave, I don't know if you remember when you came in, there was a bush to the left and the right, about a metre square or a couple of metres, something like that. There's probably people hiding behind both of those, and I'd be surprised if that's the only two people. There's probably one straight ahead somewhere, one above the cave, if there's four of them.
Okay, seeing as you've said that, Vanessa, 80% sure that there's two also above the cave, directly above the cave. So you're 100% sure there's two to either side, and you're about 80% sure there's two above the cave entrance as well.
All right, so do we have some kind of surprise? As far as we know, this is the only way actually out of this place. Running, mounted up, might be a comedy way of escaping really quickly if they don't have the range weapons for it.
Charge!
Yeah, it might work. If they put tripwires down, might be more of a problem. But anyone got a cunning plan? Some super spell effect that'll nail some of these people?
Well, how about we plonk a fog ghost in the midst of them?
Yes, I like that one. Very much.
Though I only have one ghost, and it seems like we have at least three...
Four
hot points.
As I understand it, where this ghost comes from, there are more.
And you understand it correctly, however, I am only capable of controlling one at a time.
That's fine, because as long as he stands in the entrance, sad story.
He's not really going to stand there and just sort of like wave about. He's gonna try and rip out the throat of the nearest living creature.
This sounds very horrible, but with those people, I might feel that's appropriate. And we just have to make sure we are not standing closer than them, do we?
Yes, so this was the idea behind it. I would possibly like to emerge discreetly. But discreetly. What time of the day is it, Vanessa? We've been here for a long time. I've lost track of time.
It's coming up to midday, so the sun is shining. There's no sneaking out in darkness at the moment.
Okay, right. But they are out there. So, Vanessa, can you please kindly tell me, if I stand here, yeah, if I suddenly was able to see through this wall,
yeah,
would I see them?
Yeah, it'd be pretty close. It'd probably be up like one or two squares.
Maybe here?
Yeah, that'll probably be about where the bush on the left-hand side is.
Okay, let's sneak a peek. Sneak a peek.
Before we do all that, I would suggest putting spells on people.
Oh, don't worry. They will still have to go through the... it's not like they will be able to come through the window that I will use to look at them. I just want to get a better feel for the numbers. So, viewpoint it's called. Okay, let's have a look if we can use that spell. See through a physical barrier. Yeah, should work. No.
Spell.
That's probably thicker than the requirement. Yeah, no, that's fine. Unfortunately, it's not going to work. The wall is too thick.
Yeah, it's a good couple of meters, these are the...
Yeah, that's fine then. Okay, right, so spells, and maybe if we wait for the night, we could possibly... No, we cannot do that because they will see in the dark and we won't. So we cannot wait for the night.
I think we just totally do it by surprise. We've got two things to mount up on. Charge you out the front door. Moving at sort of mount speed would be tricky for them to catch unless they have actually got a tripwire or something set up. Even archers would struggle to hit fast moving targets more than once or twice.
With that 15, you didn't sense any tripwires around the entrance where you went.
Yeah, so we've got a chance. I mean, there could be something further ahead, but I'd have thought we'd outdistance them quickly. At best, they would probably run to their mounts, and then they're chasing us, and we've got the opportunity to ambush them.
I'm actually considering that maybe this is a good opportunity to get rid of that one and for all.
Yeah, that's the plan, I think.
Maybe I just understood Vanessa here, but I thought riding out fast, escaping.
Oh, right. Vanessa, do you want to ride out and escape, or do you want to ride out as a distraction and then circle back and attack?
Either, but we'd probably be, well, we've got two proper mounts anyway, which would be easy enough for two of us to ride.
How about we make as much distraction as we can, and I feel maybe more inclined to agree with Vanessa. If we try to stand our ground now, we are heavily outnumbered. This isn't the smart choice.
That much.
The other way is the siege approach, where you can just keep casting your ghost endlessly that will keep attacking anyone near the entrance that would force them to move away from the entrance at some point, because they'd run out of healing. But then we've got the same four people just a little bit further back from the entrance.
It's only one ghost. It's not going to be a siege worthy of admiring. I think you are right that we need to ride out and fast. Perhaps if we put on as many spells as we can, and then on top of that, I will prepare to cast the ghost possibly as we leave, just to do some damage and just to keep them occupied. If you have anything that you could leave behind to cause some damage or cause some destruction, that would be a good time to break it out. I've seen you casting fireballs, Vanessa. Maybe
there might be a more appropriate time for fireballs. So hypothetically, we get out of here, we charge across, we break across that current map that's outside. They've probably got mounts as well, so they'll mount up, and then you've got your good old-fashioned car chase. So can we remember anything along the route back that wasn't too far away where we'd effectively be able to dismount, go around the corner and spring an ambush on them if they're chasing us?
So
and that'll be the time I'd be viable.
So the road coming up was an old cobbled road that was obviously made when this place was being built. It's quite wide, like about 10 metres wide in most places. In some places it's kind of like caved down at a landslide to the side of the mountain, but it literally is kind of like 30 to 50 yards one way, then you turn around a corner, then it's 30 to 50 yards the other way, turn around a corner, and all going down.
So there's a corner at 50 yards or one of the landfill things. We can effectively, hopefully, ride straight off. They'll mount up to follow us. They'll be probably a minute or so behind, something like that, maybe a couple. Then we can just turn around a corner. You two can actually continue to ride a bit further ahead because you've got range. Yeah, I can hide round a bit of the corner. They'll hopefully ride past, cast fireball, start hacking a few of them. Job's a good one.
Okay, do you still have the bottle of oil? Maybe we could light that and throw it in one of those bushes, the other one, to the one that I will target with the ghost.
I might want to get healed up as well before you attempt to do anything.
Wonderful. Priest like to do some healing, or I'll pop one of my 5 booster or 6 healing potions. That's what I spent all my money on.
Priest?
Well, Quester.
Yes, I can also help with that, of course.
Is it X amount
gladly
per day?
Again, please?
Is it something you do X amount of times per day?
It's something I can do a couple times. Yeah, I would also, if Vanessa is in bad shape, I would also prepare a herbal tea for her and spruce up the potion or the salves or...
That sounds fantastic. Take a herbal
cup. And will probably annoy the hell out of her with an inspiring speech. But that comes with the medicine. Every medicine is bitter.
Yeah, you got to listen to the preaching if you want healing.
It's the way it goes.
Soul armor on, air armor on, then Fog goes prepared for cast, which is weave a thread before we exit, and attempt to cast it from a Hutava's back. We cannot ride. This is going to be tricky.
You tie yourself on. That'll stop you falling off.
Okay.
No, that is not a good idea.
I'll just hold on for dear life.
What's... Vanessa, can you possibly handle Sokotai? I would ask Gunbra if he's willing to carry Kalias as well. I feel safer that.
You want me to be behind you, so if they shoot arrows, it will go into my back, not yours.
No, I want you behind me, because if Gunbra stumbles, we stay back together, and we will not lose you. We don't know Sokotai yet, and I'm a mediocre rider at best, and you are a shitty rider, as I've seen with every step your goats took. So I'm not taking that risk.
At least you're not tooting your own horn too much, so I can accept that.
Yes. And I can tell you from experience, hard rocky floor and bookworm butt, that is a very painful combination.
Fine. Let's do it like that.
And if you did the initial ride out as such, I can ride straight behind you, so my mount's just following yours, and then I only need the basic command of pulling back on the reins effectively for it to stop when we've got round the corner to begin our ambush. And then they can shoot towards my back effectively.
Yeah. I would... Dylan, you get a D4 as additional die on the recovery test.
Yep.
Step 3 on top. And then I would actually make use in this situation my tactics talents, which I started out with and had awfully little opportunity to actually use. And as we were talking about the plans, I will remind you that it's more important to get out of here unscathed for the moment, as we all agreed. And so watching your backs and being careful and being fast is more important than hurting those people as much as they might deserve to hurt.
Yeah, but roll. As we said, we only need to make sure that we just cause some damage, and the distraction is the main issue rather than damage. So Fog goes to the left, flamey bottle of oil.
Funny left.
You said you don't have it. Oh, for passion's sake. And that's it then. Then we just run. So run, put, screaming.
So put air armor and mystic armor on everyone. So that's +3 mystic and physical armor on everyone for now. What else? Oh, Milan.
I will also put a shield willow on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2, your spirit armor also gives +3, right?
Yes.
Shield willow is physical defense, isn't it?
Both physical and mystical. But I already... Yeah, it's an amazing spell. I'm very sad that our new comrade will wield a two-hander and not a shield. but that's fine.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
I might get a shield one day, depends how often I get hit.
Well, you just inherited a crystal buckler, if I'm correctly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check the strength rate, waiting on it.
Crystal buckler, some...
a buckler for him, that's a Roman tower shield for me.
Okay, should we go for it then, before we discuss it to death any further?
Oh, you're charging out then, yeah?
Seems like our best plan, with, 2 minutes talking about it.
Right, okay. So, you all get geared up in the position you currently are. So you all start charging out.
So is there an opportunity to cast the spell I had prepared or not whilst we are charging out?
What's the spell?
I'm not driving.
What's the spell?
The fog ghost we talked about before.
Oh, right. You want to do that first? Right. Okay. Yeah, you can So pretend you're not there at the moment.
So the idea was that whilst we are going to emerge from the cave, I will try to cast it. So I pre-woven a thread while we were leaving, and then all it needs doing is just cast it and see if it can keep them occupied for a bit.
So let's say you put the fog ghost there. Okay, so you come... Right, you come charging out of the... Hang on. Just about to do something. You come charging out of the cave, and you notice that the fog ghost is attacking, as surprisingly as it seems, the woman you've seen before. It comes outside of the bush with two scimitars and is attacking the fog ghost that's attacking it. So do you want to roll to attack, please? Oh, yes.
So it will be...
And there's another side, and there's another two on top. And there's another one that comes running out as you lot start charging.
So that's the attack.
Yeah, that's hit.
Extras or no extras?
No extras, no.
That's damage.
Wow.
Physical. Mystical.
Mystical.
Right.
No, it's physical.
Okay, call it what you want.
Well, no, I won't call it what I want. What does the rules say?
Slash mystic.
Oh, is it?
So... Yeah, then it goes against mystic armor.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's fine. Mystic armor, so it's that's right. Yeah, that's right. So 18, so minus that. Okay, she, one that you've seen before doing the stabby. Bit of a difficult time with the false ghost. It lays into her.
It needs to, she needs to do 19 damage to it in one hit for it to dissipate.
Yep. Can you, yeah, Cormelan and Vanessa, can you roll initiative, please?
Tracker, please.
Oh, yep. Come in. This isn't actually for initiative. This is just to determine something else. Go. Right, okay.
Do you want me to roll as well? Because you didn't say.
Yeah, you're on the Hutterware, though. This is just see how far you've got before anything happens.
Fine.
Like I said, this is really initiative. Right, okay. So you get to just about there where the roads start to go down the hill, and rushing up from that road are five trolls, heavily armored trolls, come running onto the plateau in front of the cave, going, "Get up, lads!" And does anyone have any other actions they want to take before we get to real initiative? You have surprised them. You are able to do something if you want to do something. The fog ghost has been done. So, Cormelan and Vanessa.
I would actually start thread weaving some elemental spears. The wooden kind.
Okay, that's fine. So we're able to do that.
Yeah. Are we still trying to ride straight ahead through them? Are we attempting to stop?
Yeah, this is going to be initiative now to decide what you want to do after this. They've just randomly come running up the hill. Do you want to do anything, Vanessa? You've done initiative for them. Right, okay, so initiatives.
Do they have an insignia on this lot?
The trolls, yes they do. Not one you've seen before, I'll show you in a moment. Well remembered, anyhow.
I wove a threat.
Yeah, I said you had. You can have woven it because you had time to get ready for it to run out, to have that thread already woven, so I'm just assuming it was there. Yeah, so assuming it was there when you're running out, you were able to cast it before initiative. That's what I meant. Sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like Kalias able to roll the thread, and then come running out, cast the fog ghost, and leg it. You're able to do the same.
Then this person casts flat maul.
Yep.
I assume gets hit by a wooden elemental spear with extra or one at least.
Yeah, that's fine. You can be as prepared as you want to do while you're running out, because you knew you were going to get attacked. You knew you were going to meet enemies.
Okay, then that's six.
Oh yeah, she's got a sword and a shield. Okay, that's one extra.
That's
six. No, it's not. That's two extra.
Two extra even, so then it's 15 damage.
15 damage on this one here against Mystic, is that?
No, it's against physical.
Against physical, so 15 minus that is... Okay, it hits a square in the chest. Doesn't seem to make a stumble or anything.
I think you... did you put damage on her?
Yeah.
Or... Oh, okay, okay. And she's harried for this and the next round.
What have I got for harried? Oh, I've got a net on her. There we go.
Yep.
Okay, so... You've run out of the cave, you've whacked off a few spells. The ones that you recognise as being the Knights of the Knights have all revealed themselves, a little bit surprised, didn't manage to... The two that are above the cave, you obviously had a look back and could see that the one's got a crossbow, one's got a bow. And as you thought you were just about to get down the path, five trolls come charging through. One of them heavily armoured, three... with swords, and one with a shield, and one with a bow. Oh, Vanessa.
So she can shout, seize them, and pie at the knights.
Okay. What else are you going to do?
Go in defensive stance when it doesn't work.
No, it don't work, yeah. We'll wait and see.
You going to shoot your shooting
thing?
Bow?
Yeah, I'm going to have gone in defensive stance, fight the knights, and are you hoping the trolls are from a different group?
Are we staying to fight this fight, or are we taking off? Because if we are fighting, then let's just go all in. If we are fleeing, then let's flee.
The trolls have this symbol on their shields. Looks like a sword that's on fire.
I've seen worse logos, I'll give them that.
Okay, so if you're not doing anything else then, Vanessa, it's Kalias.
Take it that we are staying, so I will first of all attack with my ghost.
Yep, go ahead.
And that is step 14 again. There's the table.
Oh, Milana, I got your initiative.
That sounds like a decent attack.
Oh, then, sorry.
26.
You.
That's three extra successes.
Plus six, so that's such step 20.
Sorry. Whoa!
What?
Yeah.
24 is the answer to all questions.
I told 42. You.
42.
Told you it's a bloodthirsty spirit.
How have you got step 20?
Yeah, plus 6.
Oh,
because you gave me plus 3 successes, 3 extras.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rolled an 8, an 8, an 8, and a 6, and a 6, and a 5. Jeez, now. Right, okay, so your fog ghost... slashes into the dwarf murderer that you've seen before above Kendrickon's wife, evil little swine that she looked like, get pummeled into the ground by your fog ghost. And blood everywhere, seems to basically just clawed into her and ripped open her chest and pulled out her heart and smashed it against the floor.
This one is the closest. So it's going to move on to him.
It was her. So it's them next, obviously.
Well, it's actually still me.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
So continue casting spells, and that's going to be a pain cast on Taz, if possible. Does that beat her? I suppose it does.
Spell defense. That's two extra successes.
So it's going to be plus 4
rounds. Oh, that's
rounds.
Against Mystic Defense, isn't it? That's 3 extra successes.
Plus 6 rounds. So it's going to be 12 rounds of pain. That's 3 temporary wounds and half movement rate.
Is that all?
Yeah. That's all.
Sweet. Right, okay. That's fine. You done?
Yep.
Okay, so let's do these two first. So, dwarf up here, Jadham fires crossbow at it's aiming at you, Cormelan, and Kalias and the Huthawa. Going to go for it's going to shoot the Huthawa. Because it wants to shoot that and hopefully make it fall over, so you two fall off the Huthawa, and that's 19 to attack. Physical defense 9.
Well, yeah, 2 extra
successes.
And I assume it's out of the back arc, so to speak, so I can evade it.
Sorry, say that again.
I said I was considering having throwing trick riding as a avoid blow, so but I assume with all that stuff going on right now, I see it.
Yeah, it's going for the Huthawa.
Go for it.
Mainly because you've got there's two on top, so it seems the most sensible thing to do. That's 16 points of damage minus armor on the Huthawa.
12. Okay, he will pay for that.
Right, the archer is going to shoot at this fog ghost, actually. Right, watch that. And that is... Oops. 28 to hit. How many successes is that, Kalias?
2.
Bloody 2? Bloody hell. Oh, yeah, it's 18. Yeah, okay. So, damage. Right, so that's 2. Okay, so the archer fires a bow, fires an arrow at the fog ghost, and that's 24, so that's gone. Yep. Yep. Kalias?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and Rygar, kind of like trying to sneak along, but he's not doing very successful at it in the shadows and ends up there. And this pain doesn't cause a knockdown test, I presume.
Just minus pain. 3 to anything she tries to do.
Yeah, okay, sure, that's, right, okay. Minus 3. Oh. Yeah, I think the most sensible thing to do is to attack the Huthawa again. 3, and that is gone.
And she's harried, minus 2.
Minus 5, total?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter, because I missed any M. I'm not, don't need to roll again. Attacked. That's it. So the next is Cormoran.
Yeah, I think keeping on the move is the right thing. We're far quicker than anyone else.
Yeah, so... just if you fit past the trolls, that's the question.
Yeah. What impression do I get from the trolls? Are they charging at us, or are they like pointing? Because I remember there were dead trolls in front of the cave, right? Yeah.
So the one in front with the best armored one, the one that I've labeled Clax, with he's got metal armor and a large crystal shield and a large troll sword, shouts back at you, "Who are you? Who are you who's responsible for the death of my friends?"
They are.
Yep. I point straight at the dwarven lady at my feet. She is.
They'll be on Nuut soon.
And if I have the feeling that he's buying this, I will actually.
They look surprised to have seen you.
Seen me or us?
You as a group.
Okay. Kind of,
as they were charging up, you could possibly surmise, since you've got tactics anyhow and some experience with battles and things like that, that they were actually charging up to get this lot, and then you suddenly turned up.
That's right. So we don't shoot the trolls and keep shooting this lot.
Yeah, if that's the case, I will steer gun a little bit difficult off to the side, making like redirecting the
mount.
Yeah, and the momentum, so to speak. Thread weaving again.
Yep.
Or another elemental spear.
Yep.
And no, actually, I will use my fortify armor on gun brass. Is that? Nope, that catch? Oh, I'll have to look it up if it's against 6 or needs more. And the thread weaving itself. Successful. Whoop whoop. Yep, that's it from me already.
All right, okay. And Clax goes over here. Sort of this one. These two kind of like hang back a little bit and don't really go to attack. But the bow troll does fire off a bow at both over here. One extra success. Damage is. You see the troll with the with the bow, fire a bow off at Gragar, swift knife, and hits him quite hard into his shoulder. Okay, knocks him back quite hard into the side of the wall, and smacks into the rock face and bounces back down and lands on the floor on his back. This one's just standing back. This one's kind of like looking around and like looking at you and thinking, do I hit or do I not? And anyhow, doesn't know what to do, so it attacks you, Vanessa. Quite clear what he's doing at the moment. Just shout, what was I supposed to do? Do I hit? Clax is a little bit busy. Because he's so, doesn't really know what he's supposed to do, and he kind of like flails around a little bit as he looks at Clax and completely misses you, Vanessa. Clax has a go at Taz. Okay, jumps as high as possible, and then comes flying back down and smacks Taz right on the top of her head, crushing down onto her. Okay, and as impressive as that was, kind of like came down, and unfortunately Taz, being in pain a little bit, kind of like went ow, and leaned to one side as Clax basically came down to hit her and just completely misses her and falls to the floor. And Zarax just does a straightforward attack at Taz. He's harried as well, so that's going to hit. Yep, squarely in the chest. Doesn't seem to do that much damage though at that time. Minor amounts. Dun 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 dun. Initiative declarations.
I'm gonna cast a spell.
Yep.
I'm gonna attack Taz.
Right, okay.
In aggressive.
So tremendous.
Three. Right, Gragar's going to try and jump up. So that's Dex. That was odd. My D12 rolled twice then, but I only got a 10. But that's enough. So it manages to gelp. Well, no, because you're sat on that, so it's actually there. Right, okay. So he's not going to get that close to get hit. Oh. And
I assume Frexit
has... Yep. Sorry?
All good. Oh. Just solved itself.
Oh. Taz. She's going to attack Clax. So she's minus 5, though, isn't she? Oh, hang on a minute. Forgotten about some of her talents. Okay, she's actually going to take two. But she's moving back. And then you see her basically open her arms like that and goes straight through her body, and you see all her injuries and wounds starting to singe and sparkle as if the blood is burning a little bit. Some of the slashes and wounds that she's got start to heal. Okay, these two are just going to fire into the melee against Clax. Misses. And Horrock hits. And... this is... oh, I can't even get to it now. Sorry. It's Clax quite hard in the middle of his chest and knocks him down to the floor. Clax, the one that's got all the armour and everything, is now on the floor. Took a massive strike from an arrow sticking straight to his chest. And... It goes now. Okay, so Clax is going to jump up. Back up. And Clax will shout... no, get the dwarves, you fucking idiots! Over there. Okay, and these two have a go at her. One of them does quite a fair amount of damage. The other one misses. This one with the bow strikes into a swift knife and just tits him slightly on the one of his shoulders. And the other small guy kind of like has a right good smack at him, and knocks him down and down and out. And Vanessa,
I'm going to attack her here with second attack.
Yep. Have you got off the mount now? I presume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's against her, so that's two extra successes. Oh, hang on a minute. What did you get? You got that.
18.
Oh, got a minus 5, weren't I? Oh. No. Okay, yeah, you hit her.
Yeah, just a hit or any extras?
Yeah, you got two extra successes.
Not poor.
Okay, that basically just seems to just slide off a leather armor and doesn't really get through it at all, does it any damage. That's also two extra successes. Ooh, okay, that slices into her armor quite well this time. And does quite slips through a bit of her armor, and you see quite a lot of blood coming out. And but 21, yeah, no problem rolling. Seem to have wounded her. That just hits. Well, more than just hits, but anyway, it hits. It's not an extra success, though. And doesn't seem to do really much that damage at all that time. And Kalias.
As I said, spellcasting. That's neat, but it doesn't really do much. Just extend the duration. And I will be targeting Taz, though she's moved away, but she's still close enough. That's spirit darts, and the will on that is 12. And she's got minus 2 mystic armor for forever now.
Spends that, right. Mystic armor, minus 2, right. Okay, and 12 points of damage, minus the mystic armor. Okay. Okay, and is that you done? Are you doing anything else?
That's it. Though, can I get off the mound?
Yeah, of course.
Using my movement.
Yeah.
Okay, then I do that.
Okay.
It's getting a bit excitable. And that's me done.
Right, Cobalan.
Yep. Just, that's fine. Yeah, I'm still riding on.
Yep.
And throwing another wood spear at this crossbow guy.
Yep.
11 karma.
Okay, so against
that
him,
should hit.
Yeah, it's hit, and is that against physical or mystic? Oh, it doesn't matter, it's just hit, it's not an extra.
And then it's damage 11 damage against physical armor.
11 against him.
And it's also harried now.
That harried, minus 2, yeah. Wait, how long does the harry last, by the way? Is harry still on Taz?
No, she's out of it. It's just this and the next turn.
Right, okay.
Pain was for 12 rounds, so still going strong.
Is that it, Cormelan?
Yep.
Okay, initiative. I'm doing Kaz separately to everybody else. That.
Ooh.
Right, okay. So, Taz first. Taz, not Jadan. Right, okay. He's going to attack little guy here, who for a little bit last time. Oh, minus 5. Hang on. Oh, no, minus 3. No. Oh, well, we'll keep that. Okay, hits him and does a fair amount of damage, knocks him back down to the floor. Knocked down. And the next one is Cormelan.
Won't the other dwarf guys also? No. Oh, they have another.
Jadan Clayshot,
yeah, okay.
Was
okay, they have
to be Taz on her own.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw they have another. Yeah. And matrices. I am gonna weave another thread. Or another elemental spear with an extra thread this time.
Yep.
So I need a 16 for both, and I want to increase the effect step. Or too bad. It's just one thread, so next turn I will have to weave.
Okay.
But I will use the time to put two armor on Gunbra with my...
Yep, okay. Vanessa, one's on the floor.
That's enough.
For you, and the other one's still stood upright. So Grundis is stood up, and the other one, Tarzak, is on the floor.
Attacking Taz.
Oh, right, okay. Attacking Taz, yep. Quite a big shield. Good. Okay, that's four extra successes. Plus eight. Hit off.
Just very nice shield.
Right, okay, so that's mine.
Didn't come to your ankle, so.
Right, that's a knockdown test, isn't it? Right, okay. Polish. I don't need to go.
Oh, I'll check that out for the second attack.
Okay, so hit her. She kind of like stumbled back a bit, but hasn't actually fallen on the floor. Did take quite a severe wound, though.
And I've hit her for 35 again. That's only 29 damage, though.
Have you got a bot or something?
Just, that's why I'm going to be the best assassin in the world.
29.
Just works when you need it.
Traitor.
No, you get this all the bloody time. You hardly ever fail. So, like, you have all the lucky dice and bloody Cormelan has all the crap dice. Right, 20.
That last one will miss. But time and a place, and at the moment, this is a combat fight, not a magic-y fight. That fog ghost nailed that one straight out.
You've, again, sliced her across the chest, and there's a massive gaping wound out of her chest at the moment. And she's still managed to stand upright, though, surprisingly. And second weapon, yeah, that hits. It definitely does now. Right. Okay, so that's a killing blow.
Right, so what was that one that they did in Spartacus? So it's like cut once on like the thigh, then once on the back, and then once to chop the head off.
Yeah, that's basically what you've done, yeah. She's like, doof, doof, blah.
Right. I meant wrong. It should be a gladiator.
Thanks for watching The Circle of Gold. See you next time. Bye.